Show them to all. Today we're learning Maseches Tainus, Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Rav Shlomo Zalman V'Zgosam Marasiyat V'Choyes Chalotzeim. They should be benched with a Sachat Tzlach and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnos B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Zala. And B'schos Esther Bas Rochel, she should be zecher to find Reziva Kagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah says B'Shlosha Prakam Hashana Koyhanim Noisin Is Kapeim Arba Pam Bayoyim. There's three times during the year that Koyhanim do Nesias Kapeim, which means they do Birchos Koyhanim four times throughout the day. B'Shachris B'Mosof V'Mincho V'Ilas Sha'arim. The four times throughout the day is Shachris, Musaf Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And what are these three times during the year? Betainios, on public fast days, Uv Mamadais, and in the Mamadais, Uv Yom Kippurim, and on Yom Kippur. Now, the reason why we're mentioning Birchas Kayanim over here is because one of the times that we're going to say Birchas Kayanim four times throughout the day is on a Tainus, on a fast day, and this is Maseches Tainus. And the reason why we only have Birchas Kayanim once during the day, which is Shachris, is because by the time Mincha rolls around, it's possible that the Kayanim already had a drink of wine, and they're not going to do Birchas Kayanim if they had wine. So on a standard day, we're only going to do Birchas Kayanim once. On Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we're going to do Birchas Kayhanim twice because we also have Musaf, and the Kayhanim didn't eat or drink before Musaf, so that's why we'll have another Birchas Kayhanim. And on days that they don't eat, namely Tainias, Mamadis, and Yom Kippur, so they're going to do Birchas Kayhanim four times because there's Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and on these days there's even Ne'ilah. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah says, Elohein Mamadis, these are the Mamadis, meaning what exactly are the Mamadis and what was their purpose? And remember, we had mentioned Mamadis briefly in the previous parak, and now we're going to describe them at length. Lafisha, remember, because it says in the Pasuk, Tavis ben Yisrael, Vermarta Lame, is Karboni Lachmi, so on and so forth. And this is the pasuk that commands us to bring the Karbon Tamid. We bring the Karbon Tamid twice every single day. And this is a command to all of Am Yisrael to bring the Karbon Tamid. So the Mishnah asks, V'chihech Karbon Shal Adam Karev V'hu Eino Emel Gabav. How is it possible that a person's Karbon is brought and he's not there standing by the Karbon? We know that if a person has to bring an Oila, Chatas, a Shlamim, some sort of Karbon, he has to be there in the Beis HaMikdash by his Karbon. And since it's a Chiyav for all of Am Yisrael to bring the Karbon Tamid, how could it be that all of Bnei Yisrael is not going to be in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, twice a day, for the bringing of the Karbon Tamid? And for that matter, all Karbon is Sibur. It could be a Karbon Musaf, it could be another Karbon. Technically, all of Am Yisrael would have to be there. And obviously, that's impossible. So what are we supposed to do? The Mishnah says, Hiskinu Nevim HaRishayinim, the earlier Nevim were Matakin, and this is referring to Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, Esrim Varba Mishmaros, 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups. Akol Mishmar or Mishmar, Hayamayim Bid Yerushalayim, Shal Kaihanim, Shal Levim, Shal Yisraelim. Every mishmar, every group, had a maimed in Yerushalayim of Kaihanim, of Levim, and of Yisraelim. And as we had already learned, Kaihanim and Levim are split up into 24 groups, and now the Mishnah just said very clearly that Yisraelim as well are split up into 24 groups. And so what happened? He gives mana mishmar lalois, when it came time for that mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, Kaihanim and Levim only Yerushalayim, all the Kayanim and Levim of that Mishmar would go up to Yerushalayim, because the Kayanim would bring the Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, and Levim would sing Shira and play musical instruments. And for that matter, some of the Yisraelim in that Mishmar would also go up to Yerushalayim, and they would stand by as the Karbonis were being brought, as the Shluchim, as the messengers of Am Yisrael. And so there you have it, Am Yisrael is there by every Karbon being brought. And here's another Chiddush of the Mamadais, the Yisrael Shabbos Mishmar, some of the other Yisraelim in that Mishmar that did not go up to Yerushalayim, Miskans and La'Rayan, they would gather in their cities where they were from the Karn B'Mayas and Bereshis, and they would read the Torah from the section of Mayas and Bereshis, meaning right at the beginning of Parshas Bereshis, and this was to emphasize and to notify everyone of the kesher, of the connection between Avod and the Beis HaMikdash and the very Kiyum of the world. Namely, we know that because of the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash, that's what keeps the world running, and that's why the Yisraelim in the Mamadais, who did not go up to the Beis HaMikdash, would read for Parshas Bereshis. We're going to stop here for the day, but continue tomorrow in detail discussing the Mamadais. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.